Where are you heading?
Paris.
I'm going to live out my favorite movie fantasy. My favorite is...
Before sunrise.
You know what? Can you excuse me? I just need to run to the ladies quick.
What is up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hattenbach, and I'm so excited to talk to Tiffany Smith today about her movie In Flight. It is a plane thriller, and it's a doozy. I had such a blast talking with Tiffany. She's an absolute gem, and this interview was just so, so fun. I wish we had longer, but alas, enjoy the interview.
Silly, goofy time, but I have some serious, hard-hitting questions to ask you. Threw my across the room.
Okay.
It's gonna get crazy in here. Just kidding. Okay, so let's do this thing again. Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween!
Happy Halloween! What do you have any Halloween traditions you do?
Oh gosh, do I have traditions? I go to a friend's Halloween party every Halloween. And last year, one of my good friends, Caitlin Bissett, who she plays one of the leads on Quantum Leap. Mm-hmm. She and I, last year, we went to Halloween as Daphne and Velma.
Amazing.
It was kind of like an accidental thing where I was like, I was going to be Velma. And she was like, I'm coming. I was like, you should be Daphne. So she did it. And there's incredible photographers there. So we got really great pictures. And so this year rolled around and she sent me, I can't tell you what it is yet, but she sent me a joke picture of our costume. She was like, we should do this. And I saw it and I go, no, we really should.
You're like, you're kidding. I'm serious. Let's go.
Yeah. So now I feel like that's going to be the new tradition, is that Caitlin and I have to come up with something that we can do together every year. And we've now actually pulled in a third person into this thing, which, like, when everyone sees it, you'll get it. But I don't want to give spoilers away just yet, since it is Halloween. We haven't told our friends at the party what we're dressing up.
Okay. I mean, this will come out next week.
It'll be tonight.
Okay. Fair. I was like, maybe? No. I'm actually going as live action Daphne tomorrow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Wait, so when will this air?
Probably Monday.
Okay, then I can tell you now. Yeah. So we are dressing up as, Caitlin dressing up as Denethor.
Okay.
I'm dressing up as a tomato. And our other friend is dressing up as Pippin. So it's the scene in Lord of the Rings where Denethor is eating the tomato and Pippin's singing the sad song. So she sent me the photo of Denethor and someone dressed as a tomato. And she was like, ha ha ha. And I was like, I'm going to be the tomato.
Like, no, this is, we're doing this. I love that. You're like, no, I'm the tomato. I feel like that's the costume that you get stuck with. But you're like, no, I want this one.
And I was like, the problem is we can't separate because otherwise I'm just a tomato.
I mean, hey, sometimes you just gotta be a tomato for Halloween.
True, it's true. I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I have an Elvish tattoo. So I'm like, when she sends a joke that's Lord of the Rings related, I'm like, this is not a joke to me. I'm taking this seriously.
This is serious.
Yeah.
I mean, business. Yep. That mm-hmm. rocks. Well, you're gonna have so much fun tonight. And yeah. I'm glad that we got, you know, the because you had so much fun. It's so much fun in the future. So confusing to be like, yeah, this is releasing in a week, so we have to talk like it's everything's already.
We're traveling for future. It's okay. That's like a thriller sci-fi right there. We're doing it already.
Exactly. And now we're going to dive into this little film that you were in called In Flight. First of all, I have a speech impediment also, so bear with me. But congratulations. There we go. I had to split it up. Congrats on this film.
I am so excited that it's coming out. We shot this a while ago now, but it was right before the SAG strike started that we finished. And so it was something that, like, for me, obviously, it was such a weird time in the industry during that period where it was like, are we going to go on strike? What's going on? The writer's strike had already been going on. It was, you know, just a weird time. And so for me, it was like kind of the thing that got me through the strike was that I just finished this film that I had such a good experience on. And so now to have it coming out and
be in a place where we can talk about movies, and we're all like hopefully going to be back in a space where there's a lot more projects going on. But having this film was, such a like little blessing for me during that time.
Yeah, it seemed so. I mean, it seemed it is so. I don't want to say it's fun because it also creeps me out that specific, but
Yeah.
planes are already insane. But I don't get I get it. I get it. But I
Yeah. Same,
have
same. And do you know what I don't get about planes too? Okay, so I don't know if this is like an urban legend, but I believe it.
okay.
That the windows on planes actually compromise the safety of the plane. But when they first started making planes, they didn't have windows on them and people could not take it. So they put the windows in them. But it's like, it would be safer if we had no windows and it was just like a solid plane.
I'm never flying again. Just kidding. Maybe no, I'm not. No, it's yeah, that's bad. Yeah.
Please comment and tell us if that's true or not. I don't even remember where I heard it, but like it's always going to be in my mind. And the other tip that I have is if you're ever on a plane and you have turbulence, like look to the flight attendants, or like, sometimes in the back of the plane is where like the pilots or whoever will get those free seats. So they sit back there. Watch them. Because if they look scared, then you should be scared. But if they're just like chilling, like you're good.
Yeah, see, the problem with me on planes is that as soon as we take off, I'm out. I am asleep the entire time, mouth open, snoring.
Okay. Why is that? I mean, the snoring part's the bad part, but
It's
the rest of it's great.
yeah, it's just, I just, but I want to be productive on planes. I'm like, oh, I have 2 hours. I can, no, just full out.
No. Yeah.
Can't, it's,
I think when you're on a plane, like to me, I don't know when I started doing this, but I'm like, airplane is like not real life. So,
yeah.
like, I can eat all the Dunkin' Donuts I want, and I drink Coke on airplanes, and I watch the trashiest television that I can find, or like watch a movie that I wouldn't watch in my everyday life.
It's so
So it feels like fantasy land to me when I'm on an airplane.
yeah, it's
I
not
actually
real.
don't like that I can text now on an airplane. I'm like, no, I
No.
can't Wi-Fi.
No, but then it's also like, well, I don't want to think about this, but if the plane goes down, at least I can send that text to, hey, family, y'all are great, bye. Or, you send a text to your ex, and you're like, I never loved you, but and then you run away, And then, but
I
then
mean,
if the plane
that is,
doesn't go down, then you have to change your identity completely.
yeah. I mean, I don't think that morbidly on airplanes because I feel like if I start thinking it, I'm like, am I
Error.
managing that?
Yeah, you can't. But sometimes when I'm down here, I think about and I go, that'd be funny, but we're not gonna think about that. We're gonna be just fine.
Exactly.
Just fine. So when you got this script, what attracted you to this film?
So I had worked with Bo Youngblood, the director, on a short film shortly before this project came up. And so one, I loved working with her. And Kelsey and Christo, who are two of the actors in Flight, were also in that short film. So I got to work with three of the people who were going to be working on this project. So that was like already I like working with my friends. I like working with people that I enjoy spending time with. So that was already like a check the box. And then when she told me what role it was for, I read the script and I was like, she is a badass. And I hadn't gotten to do a thriller like this before. So immediately I was like, after I read it, I was like, yes, please sign me up. When are we making this? So yeah, I was super attracted to it because of those reasons. Working with friends, it was a thriller. I hadn't done something like that before. And I just love seeing female characters that are strong and active and have agency and make things happen. There's a couple things obviously that happen that are out of her control. But when she can do things, she is doing them. And I love the fact that she's kind of scrappy, that like when she's pushed into a corner, she's gonna fight back. She's not just gonna sit there and let it happen. So yeah, those were a bunch of the reasons why I loved it. And then, once I started learning more of the actors that were gonna be part of it, that was another big piece of it that really made me excited because, a lot of projects, even if you are the lead, you don't get to act with everyone. But this
Yes.
project in particular, I got to pretty much have a scene with every single person, which like for me as an actor is super fun.
That's amazing. Again, I am an actor as well. So to get to be able to do that
Yeah.
it's fun because it's also like you see actors like running around, when you're on set and you're like, man, I wanna hang out with them. I wanna be on set, but then you're like, your days are off and it's just so
Yep.
that's amazing. So what was the hardest scene to film and your favorite scene to film?
I think the hardest scene to film was, I don't want to, it's okay, I'm gonna try not to give a spoiler, but
Spoiler, if you don't want spoiler, go ahead 30 seconds.
and I'll still try to not spoil, but hardest scene was the scene where I'm behind the snack cart and kind of talking to everyone on the plane, and she's kind of having a little bit of a breakdown. And that for me was the hardest scene because, so maybe this is TMI, but whenever I have like high emotion scenes, I get really hot.
Yeah,
Like,
no, yeah.
and it was already hot on the plane, so I would get my emotions all up, and then it was like, okay, now I need to. Multiple reasons why it was hard was one, I would get really hot and I didn't want to sweat through my shirt. So I'm thinking about that, which also makes you sweat more because you're like, I don't want to sweat through my shirt. And then you're like, did I put this out? Probably. But then also because we had such a good relationship with everyone on the film, I had to like separate myself every time, which is hard to do because I'm a really social person. So I kind of had to tell people at the beginning that I was like, hey, I'm going to need breaks in between. So I'm not going to talk to you guys. You guys can all hang out, but I'm going to walk off the plane. Like, just let me be by myself. And so I remember one of the actors came up to me and he was like, that was so good. And I was like, I can't right now. I can't, like, I have to stay in this space because I was like, it was so sweet. But I was like, I can't go into the headspace of Tiffany. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to get where I need to go for doing it multiple takes. So that was really the hardest scene for me to do, but also the most rewarding because I think, I guess that kind of answers your question. It was the hardest and my favorite because I like challenging myself as an actor, and in real life, I like challenging myself too. But so yeah, I think that was probably the hardest and my favorite at the same time.
Easy,
Yeah.
easy.
Yeah.
How do you get to that emotional state? Because I know I think it's so fascinating hearing what actors do, because everyone has something like a trick. Like what is Bryce Dallas Howard was like, she can just have on Jimmy Fallon, she was
What
just
is
you can just start sobbing and she just starts inhaling and she just starts like full on crying just as she's like talking like we are right now. And I'm like, how do you I can't do that. It takes me a minute, but I can't, but
Listen, I am not opposed to using a tear stick when you need to cry. There are times where, sometimes you're on set and like, please, I hope the goal for me is to have projects like Bryce Dallas Howard where you have the time. But sometimes when you're doing lower budget projects, you don't have time and you may shoot an emotional scene at the end of your day after you've done 75 other scenes and, you can't get there because you're so exhausted, or you can get there easily because you're so exhausted. So I'm not opposed to using tear sticks if you need them. I know a lot of actors are like, I don't do that, but I'm like, if I need it, I'm gonna use it. I will always try to get there emotionally on my own, but also there's a thing of like, sometimes you have to do a take so many times that you're like, I don't have any physical tears left, so I need something to help me. But there are two tricks that I have that I've used. Sometimes I can just, if I just think about it long enough, I'm like, okay, you need to, like, I can just literally dip into the scene and think about what's happening there. But if I'm having a hard time, there was a class where they talked about, it's horrible. I have a dog. I love my dog so much. And they were like, think about going into the vet and your dog is really sick.
God.
That's one, if I'm really having a hard time. And then this other trick an actor taught me, I was shooting Harry and Meghan, the Becoming Royal movie, and Charlie, who played Harry, he was on set. He wasn't even in the scene, but I was supposed to be crying, and I was just having a hard time. And he's like, "Okay, we walked off set," and he's like, "Just look at me. Just look me in the eyes. If you just sit and stare at someone in their eyes for a long time, I don't know why it works, but it does. Like, it's just, I think there's just something about having that human connection and being still and really like." Seeing someone, that brings up a lot of stuff that really helps. So if I have scenes where it's two people who need to get really emotional, or because certain actors are willing to do that with you, and sometimes you're gonna have an actor that's not willing to do that. So that's definitely some of the tricks that I have. But yeah,
But
those.
also, how crazy is it that just making eye contact with people is enough to just that we as a society, we as humans, we don't do enough eye contact and like actually seeing each other. Wow, there's so much deeper that we could go to that, but
Yeah.
wow, that's crazy.
It's incredible because yes, people want to be seen. I mean, I think that it's the whole reason why we tell stories is that people want their stories to be seen and heard and understood. And so it sounds weird, but then when you really think about it, you're like, yes, it totally makes sense that if I'm just sitting with someone and being quiet and absorbing their energy and absorbing their vibe and letting myself be quiet in that moment, that emotions and things come up.
It's amazing. It's a we all just need some quiet. We all just
Yeah.
need a little, you know, a little bit of eye contact. What is it? Baby Mama with Steve Martin. I'm gonna reward you with 5 minutes of uninterrupted eye contact.
Yeah.
Y'all need a little bit of Steve Martin uninterrupted eye contact in life.
True. I mean, there's nothing like it.
Love that.
You
So.
didn't go there, did you?
I didn't think we were gonna go there, but we did, and that's okay. That's again, there are no rules to my podcast, so we
You
can
want to
do.
stare at me for 5 minutes? It's really, you can't really do it on Zoom.
It's because it's like, do I look at the camera or do I look at you or do I look at myself looking?
Exactly.
It
It
doesn't.
does.
Yeah, I see. I normally do these in person, but I currently don't have a studio, so it makes it a lot harder. But like, you know,
Next time, we'll stare at each other for see what
I
happens.
would be honored to stare you directly into the inner. I want to be crying by the end of the interview. Like, did you guys have fun? I'm like, yeah, we had a blast. We just
Yeah.
stared at each other. It was awesome. They're like,
It's so, I'm like, as I say that stuff out loud, there's moments where I love being an actor, but there's sometimes where you say stuff and you're like, oh my God, I'm such an actor.
oh God, I'm insufferable, but also this is a great, you know, you're teaching someone new something. Someone
Yeah.
something new, and it's like you always learn new stuff. Like what the last interview I did, we're talking about memorizing lines, and I had to memorize
Yeah.
15 pages in 2 days, and they were all like monologues, and it had to be word perfect. And I was like, this is not going.
Yeah. Yeah.
But P P Pedro Pascal had a thing where he like wrote. Do you do
It
that?
looked like it made no sense to me, but did it work for you?
Yes. Oh my God.
It the first letter of every word thing? Is that what you did? Okay. And did you make like a saying from it? Like what did you do?
No, so I made like flashcards because I was like, how did I remember things as a kid?
Yep.
Well, I wrote it down 10 times and then I did flashcards. So I was like, okay, let me do both. So I had like each letter, serial killer handwriting, whatever, on one. And then on the back, I had the full paragraph.
Okay.
So it
Okay.
was a paragraph at a time. And then I would number them. And it made sense for me. But yeah, it was.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like I jokingly say that everyone is a mentor to me, whether they know it or not. What can I learn from you? What can I pick up from you? And it's like, as actors, like going back to getting to work with everyone, it's always interesting seeing how actors work. Like some of the actors had notes about their character's backstory. Some people didn't. Some people were still going over their sides. Some people were talking their sides out loud. For me, it totally depends on how much time I have. Like I did a play in the Fringe Festival in Hollywood this year, and it was an hour and a half straight. It was a two-hander, so me and one other person, and there was no breaks. So it was 90, no, I don't even remember how many pages it was, but I remember at the beginning of it being like, how am I going to do this? And somehow it just happened where it was like I wrote stuff down, I did re repetition. This is something too, when it's good writing, it's so much easier to memorize it because it flows and there's a logic to it and it's easily understandable. The stuff that's hard to memorize is when, and it could still be great writing, but it's like if it doesn't connect, and you're jumping all over the place, then you're like, that's when it gets really hard. And that's when I do the same thing. I write things down. I use flashcards. I actually record myself saying stuff and play it over and over for myself because that helps too.
Yeah, and then of course you get on set with all this prep, and then they start, and you're just like, "Hey, can you give me the first word?" And then you're like, "Now I got it. Give me what."
This is one of the craziest things because I love thinking about and figuring out how the brain works as much as I possibly can because there's so much of it that we don't know. But I remember being on set one time and I had this monologue that I had to do. It was all medical stuff and I'd memorized it, did it 4 times perfectly on set. I walked in for like the fourth or fifth take and they'd moved my mark. I walked in and literally my brain went blank. I was like, what just happened? Like I could not pull it up from anywhere. And it was so interesting because I was like, I talked with my dad about it, who he likes looking at brain stuff too. And he's like, somehow the synapses crossed when you were trying to figure out that you needed to walk somewhere else. And it just was like, nope, like they hit. And it was like, you can't go this way. And so I'm like, I wish there was a way to like monitor actors' brains because we do such weird stuff in our brains, whether it's memorizing or like pulling up memories to get an emotion to come out, or where you talk about manifesting things and it's like living this life. I'm like, that's what we do as actors every time we're on set. Sorry, this interview is going very weird places. I didn't think I was going to talk about this stuff, but here we are.
This is what we do. This is what I do. This is what we do. So I have some more silly, hard hitting. This is where it's gonna get tough. Okay. I'm gonna ask you some hard things. So just be
Right.
prepared. Okay, so aisle, middle, or window seat.
Window for sure. Always window.
Always window, really? Okay. If even if it's a really long flight, are you always window?
I like to lean.
Okay.
And if the person in the middle is like a fall asleep swayer, at least I can lean this way and I have something to lean on. It goes window, aisle, middle.
Yeah.
Window's the priority. Aisle, you can at least lean out, but you don't have anything to lean on. So if I'm falling asleep myself, then like I need the neck brace thing, you And
That's
middle is never the pick. You never want middle.
it's bad. It's bad. I when I go, it's usually aisle, window, middle, because I want to get out. Also, I want to be in control. I don't want to be trapped. Trying to use the bathroom. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm too Midwest to be. I'm like, I'll hold it. I will be shaking. I have to use the bathroom. I don't want to wake anybody up. I don't want to inconvenience any, so I just want to be able to,
See, this is what I think though. If I'm on the aisle, what if they have to go to the bathroom all the time? They're going to wake me up constantly. I am pretty agile, so there have been times people have been asleep and I just climb right over them.
Oh my God, there I woke up and a woman was straddling me, and I was like, ma'am, you literally could have tapped me. Literally, I would have been awake in a second. Like, you could have just been like, hey.
Important part that if they wake up while you're doing it, but also they realize you're trying to be kind to not wake them up. So, but
Yeah.
if I'm like, probably everyone's gonna wake me up when they go to the bathroom.
Yeah. I get that. I get that. Also, the aisle seat is not the best for sleeping, even though I do it. But I do the head bob, like, and then you like, I'm so jerky on planes when I sleep. I don't think normally I sleep like that, but on planes, for some reason, I'm like, let me just fold up.
That's why I'm telling you, window. Window's the winner.
All day. Okay. Do you have a favorite airline that you like to? Because I think that also says, I think it's like astrology signs, but what
Oh.
airlines you pick?
Okay, so you're gonna have to tell me what this means then.
I
I
don't
just
know. I'm working on a bit about this, but I haven't dove too much into it.
Okay.
But I can give you something on the spot that's not going to be accurate, but
Okay, well, I'm a Delta flyer.
Okay. I'm United. Okay.
Okay. I feel like you're judging me for being
I
Delta.
know I'm trying to think of any. It's a good airline. I have good snacks. And I think they're. I've only flown Delta a handful of times.
Okay.
Don't think I got anything, man.
Yeah.
But there's something there with the astrology signs, and I think there's
What
some
airline?
air.
Yeah.
But okay, yeah. It's United has like, depending on what plane you're on, they'll have like a different intro. Sometimes they'll have like, the actual person, but then they'll have like a little video, and I know the video by heart.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I do think you're right. There is something about what airline, because I went to Vegas for, I'm a Magic the Gathering. I love it. So I went to Vegas for MagicCon.
Amazing.
Flew there on Delta and I flew back on Southwest. And like Delta, people don't really talk to each other. Like I know I can get on that plane and it's going to be quiet. Southwest,
Everyone's talking.
where it's like you get on and it's like a bus where there's no seats. People were talking to me the whole entire flight, which was fine. They also have these incredible twisty pretzels that taste delicious that apparently they sell at Costco. That's what I learned from the woman next to me, who she was like, "You need to try these." And I was like, "No, I think I'm okay." And she was like, "No, you need to try them." And then I was like, "Okay, I will." And I was like, "Dang, these are
Can
good."
I
So there is.
ask the name of those pretzels?
Shoot, I don't
Are
know the
they
name.
are they dots?
I don't know. They're like little and it's like a twist and I think it's like onion something, but they're
Oh,
delicious.
okay. If you
Like
haven't
sweet.
had, if you hadn't have, if you haven't had dots, go get them immediately. They sell them at Target, Ralph's. They come in a bunch of different flavors.
Okay.
Rack in a bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think there is something about what you're saying about airlines because I feel like I know if I fly Southwest, like I'm gonna get talked to.
Right. And it's like if you fly Spirit, I feel like if you fly Spirit, like you are being money conscious, which is good. But you also like your character says YOLO, which had me cackle out loud a little too hard. Yeah, you really are like, you know what, we're gonna live life on the edge.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a thrill seeker. You don't really care that much. You're also okay,
Yeah.
being uncomfortable for 2 hours.
Or I would say you're probably like, I feel like Europeans will fly that more because they're used to taking those smaller planes all around Europe. Like when I studied abroad or travel in Europe, it's like you go on airlines that like have two planes that you've never ever heard of before, and it's
Yeah.
like $15, but everyone does it. So I'm like, either you're European or it's all the things you said.
Exactly. And those are the only two options, nothing else. And we don't make the rules. That's just
We're just making them up right now as we go.
exactly. This is fact. This is in stone right now.
Literally.
They always come around, the flight attendants, they come around and they ask, do you want a cookie or a pretzel? What do you say?
Can I have one of both, please?
That's the correct answer. Can I have both sweet and salty? What do you think? Get one. Give me all of them.
Yeah. I need one of both because I'm like, it's right. It's true. If I have something salty, I'm gonna want something sweet after. So, one of
Yeah.
both.
Just eat them. It's like, yeah. Yep. I'm with you. I'm with you. Have you ever, I don't know if you've heard of this term, raw dogging a flight?
I don't know what that means.
Amazing. I will educate you. It
Okay.
basically means if you have a long flight, you're not allowed to do anything during that flight. You can't sleep. You have to just be awake and just if there's a screen, you can watch the map app, but that's all you can do.
No, I have never done that. That sounds like torture.
People say they like hallucinate, they like get really in touch with themselves because there's just you're just you're it's a you're not doing any screens, you're not keeping yourself busy, your brain's just there
It's
and
like
you're
a weird cell, it's like a weird deprivation tank, but not really.
yes, but you're in a plane and there's a bunch of other people around you and you're
Can you
just
write? Can you write?
I think you could maybe do that.
Okay, then I've done that before. I've been on a plane where I'm not listening to music, I'm just writing or journaling. But if I couldn't write, I could not do that.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Okay, so a few more questions, then
Okay.
we got the 5 minute warning. I always ask this question. It's a silly pun on my name, on the show title.
Okay.
Do you think audiences will be afraidy or not afraidy of in-flight?
I think they will be afraidy. I hope they are afraidy on in-flight.
Yeah, I was afraidy. I was very afraidy, especially of, I think, and I also give really bad advice regarding the movie, or good advice. Sometimes it's good. I think the moral of the story is don't drink water bottles from strangers.
Which everyone should know that anyway. So it's really a learning
Okay.
lesson, you
That
know?
was my biggest critique on the movie. I was yelling. I was like, stop picking up the what? Stop drinking water from strangers. Oh, drinks water. Okay, don't do that. But that's also the fun of horror movies, is that you're yelling, you're like, don't be stupid. But then, that's the fun of the characters doing
True.
that. I think
True.
that's good advice. Or, also don't fly ever, don't
Don't go to bars.
go to bars,
Don't
stay home, don't go to
go
Paris,
on vacation.
just stay home. Don't ever see anybody ever again. Your friends? No, just, no, just.
Inside.
Yeah, I think that's the best advice we can give people about in-flight.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for talking with me today. Where can the people eventually watch in-flight?
So you can pre-order it now on Apple and it comes out November 15th. And if you're in LA or in the LA area, it's actually coming out on Glendale Theaters on November 8th. So hopefully if you are in LA, you get to go see it on the big screen. I have already pre-ordered my own movie and I'm not ashamed to admit it. So go to Apple and pre-order it today.
That's amazing. Yay. Well, Tiffany, you're gonna have an amazing Halloween.
Thank you. I
I
had an
yeah, you
Halloween.
had an amazing Halloween, and we both it was great. Oh my gosh.
It was so good.
It was the best we've ever had. Wow.
Yes,
That's Halloween to exist. And I look forward to our future interview of staring directly at each other.
I look forward to it as well.
Tiffany is again a gem. Love her dearly. Oh my goodness. Guys, make sure to go watch In Flight. It is so fun. It makes you not want to drink water or go see anybody ever in public. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to stay home, which is great. But you know what else is great? This podcast. Guys, thank you so much for supporting the podcast. Make sure to like, subscribe. On YouTube, on Instagram, Katie Frady everywhere. What else? Shout out to our sponsors, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You want some cool film gear? I think you do. Filmcraft LA on Instagram and filmcraftla.com. Also, Fangoria. Shout out to Fango Fam. We love you, Fangoria. You want a copy of Fangoria? Use code Katie Frady 25 for 25% off. Let's freaking go. And guys, again, thank you so much for your support. It's been a journey. It's been a journey this year. We've had lots of ups and downs, but guess what? We're coming back. I got plans, baby. I got plans. Anyways, guys, we will see you next week. Stay spooky.
Are you okay? You seemed a little out of it. We only helped you with your suitcase.
You helped me?
Yeah, you asked me to help you.
This is exactly why you need this vacation.